Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
You're hot too.
I think we're just going to let this fight song play out.
Conquest.
You know,
it takes too long to develop.
I'm thinking about Brian Kelly here.
I see the song girls here. Quick. Don't interrupt me. I got a vision.
That'll last with him for the rest of the day. You know, you see Lane Kiffin, and he's in trouble now with Tennessee.
He just drips slime.
I wouldn't have compared John Calipari and Rich Rodriguez, but, you know, maybe Lane Kiffin and Rich Rodriguez? Is there anything there? Maybe?
Maybe. I'd go the other way. Lane Kiffin to John Calipari. Mess things up at a university and take off.
Ah, that's a possibility, too. Absolutely. But you mentioned Brian Kelly during the break.
Well, I just think the guy's going to get it done. He's going to get it done. And then I think to myself, how come Michigan didn't hire Brian Kelly?
What's your answer?
your answer is, oh, he's too slimy, so they hired Rich Rodriguez.
Well, I don't think Brian Kelly is slimy. I've had great interaction with Brian Kelly.
Slimy is a vague term. I mean, he's just kind of got an image about
him. They didn't think he was a Michigan man.
Yeah, well, he's kind of got a carpetbagger image. He goes another, gets some good players, and then wins with that guy's players and moves on. That's the image, that's perception that you have when you think of Brian Kelly. Is that true or untrue?
I think a lot of people think he's mobile. He keeps a suitcase packed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, suitcase
That's
guy.
Not necessarily always bad. Can be a transitional guy. It doesn't mean that when you get a coach, he has to stay as long as Bo Schembechler did.
I understand that, but he goes in these 2 and 3 year junkets and he moves on to the next one.
You know, you think schools are upset about Nick Saban? LSU looks back on it. Sure, they'd love to beat his butt when he comes in with Alabama.
But the guy's got that down to a science, and he's going to go to Notre Dame, and he's probably going to win.
But he's not like Larry Brown. Come on, he went from Grand Valley to Central Michigan to Cincinnati to Notre Dame.
You see a logical progression there? I know, but what time span are we talking about?
Well, he was at Central Michigan for a while. He was at Grand Valley for several years. He couldn't control when a Notre Dame job came open.
Right.
Was it even a whole recruiting class that he was at Central or Cincinnati?
I think it was at Central.
I don't think it was at Central.
Let me check that.
We'll check. Out to the phones.
But it was not at Cincinnati, no question about that, because he came in and he took Mark D'Antonio's spot. Right. So we know how long he was there, 3 years.
Is it Jamie from Hazlitt or Jerry from Hazlitt up next?
Well, that would depend for you if it's male or female. This would be Jerry. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
How you doing, Tom? And I was actually calling for Jackie. Is that male or female?
You know, it's funny. That's what I used to be called as a kid all the time.
Jackie?
Jackie.
I really think you're on the comeback, Tom. You give me another entry into the CSD. I don't know if you meant to say gender bender, but gender hopper I'll take.
Gender hopper.
Gender hopper, yeah.
You go back and forth?
Do we have to explain all this to our listeners who haven't been listening for 3 hours of the Jack and Tom Show?
No.
Never mind.
No.
Okay.
No.
So what's on your mind today?
Well, do you feel slighted as a former Hazlitt resident to know that the longtime Hall of Fame athletic director has some gender issues, according to Tom?
You know, it's funny. I met both my sons, and I met several times with Jamie, and I thought he was quite attractive.
He's a great guy, too, Tom. Someday I'll introduce you.
He's a terrific guy. The education of Tom Crawford continues, Jack.
What else is on your mind, Jer?
Greatest running backs ever. I like Emmitt Smith, and I appreciate your points. But to me, it's Jim Brown. And I say that only because of the incredible number of all-pro quarterbacks and all, you know, and that they played with. I mean, come on, Frank Ryan, Milt Plum, Bob Avellini.
Yeah.
I mean, Emmitt did have a little bit of a supporting cast.
That's a good, very good point.
Very good point. And I would agree with you. I would think the top two running backs I have ever seen. I don't know about Gale Sayers. I can't project. But Walter Payton and Jim Brown did everything.
Oh, absolutely. You know, by the way, Tom, in closing here, I may have to add another chapter to this the sports dictionary when I do publish it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to title it Completely Inexplicable Statements, and the first entry will be, I hate California teams. What is that?
I just do. I just
Why?
Don't like California. Probably goes back to those bowl losses to USC. Thanks so much for the call, Jerry from Hazlitt.
Why do you hate California teams?
I just do. I don't like teams from California.
I just do. That doesn't tell me anything.
Because
Why?
I don't like the Pac-10.
Why? Do we have to bring Braccio back in here?
No, because I'm a Michigan guy. I don't like teams from California. I don't like them.
Or Ohio.
Yeah, that's true.
What states are on your approval list these days?
Michigan.
Just the ones you
Michigan.
Can pound?
University
just Michigan.
Of Michigan, yeah.
Just the University of.
Yeah, yeah, that's all I care about.
You don't
about,
even
right?
like the whole state. You just like that
I
little
I used to
corner.
Like Alabama as a kid.
Really?
When Kenny Stabler and Dennis Holman and Johnny Musso and George Raniger, all those guys. Yeah. Sick dude.
This is really deep.
Major Ogilvy.
Yeah, Major Ogilvy.
Number 42. Loved him. Loved him.
You just like those half shirts of
the half team. Yeah. Yeah, really.
I want to thank all of our special guests today, John Johnson of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, getting ready for another big year of high school sports. Mike Chappelle, Michigan State basketball player on
the
2000
was from
national
the corner,
championship
not the top
team.
Of the key.
No, top of the key. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com, the master of assessments, and Angelique Shingelis, Angel of the Big House and Watkins Glen. And 5 wins, Tom. Are you ready for that? You usually say whatever Angelique says is you can't handle that. All right. We will be back next week. A reminder, if you missed any of today's show, you can hear it at 1320WILS.com, the podcast segments. For Scott Eckersley, Tom Crawford, Jack Ebling, have a great weekend, everyone.